Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. We do look for some areas of fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny today and a high of 87. Voters across Iowa went to the polls Tuesday, and as expected, the turnout was low for the most part, except in those districts where a hefty bond issue was on the ballot or other divisive matters such as consolidation. In Cass County, where most of the candidates who filed their nomination papers were unopposed, the exception was in the Griswold School District, where three men were looking to take one of two seats on the at-large position of the school board. The winners were incumbent Robert D. Peterson with 189 votes and Aaron Hauser with 182 votes. Challenger Bruce Brunk garnered 98 votes. In Adair County, there were challenges in the Nottoway Valley and Orient Maxburg school districts. James Campbell and Maureen Lonsdale won the two at-large seats on the Nottoway Valley school board. They beat out two other candidates. And in the Orient Maxburg district, Roger Wolf defeated Christy Davidson to take one at-large seat on the school board for OM. And Public Measure A in Adair County, a PEPL renewal, was approved by the voters 154-68. The PEPL allows the levying of taxes amounting to not more than $1.34 per $1,000 assessed valuation for 10 years when that comes up for renewal. In Adams County, Howard Anderson, Scott Shuey, and write-in James Houck were elected to three open at-large seats on the Corning School Board. In Audubon County, patrons of the Exira EHK School District approved by a vote of 258-99 a $3.9 million general obligation bond that would primarily be used to improve district facilities. In Guthrie County, Cale Kastner beat out write-in Jenny Van Gundy by just three votes to win one seat on the Panorama School Board, District 1. Deb Douglas defeated challenger Lee White to take the District 2 seat, and Kelly Hayes beat Jeffrey Anderson for one open seat on the Coon Rapids School Board in District 1. In Montgomery County, Travis Taylor, incumbent Brian Bates, and Amy Tibben were elected to fill three seats on the Stanton School Board. Incumbent Mark Lindgren was defeated in his bid to retain his seat on that board. In Pottawatomie County, Katie Goshorn won the winner for District 1 Director in the AHSTW School District. Bobby Lund won Director District 4, and Bernadette Hatch was easily defeated her challenger for the Board Director's seat. In the Trainer School District, Mickey Stogdill and Brandon Vorthman beat out two other challengers for two seats on the school board, and the Tri-Center PEPL passed 94-24. Also, Jeff Bonsall and Michelle Saloth were the winners of two seats on the Underwood School Board. And finally, in Shelby County, the IKM School District, where there was the contested race in that county, Amy Fernanding defeated Larry Blake for one open seat on Director District 1B, and Sam Hansen and Lucas Potoff won over three other challengers to take two open at-large seats on the IKM Manning School Board. Of course, all those results are not final until the votes are canvassed by the respective county boards of supervisors. And as I mentioned, school board elections were held yesterday around the state, plus voters in one eastern Iowa district approved the largest school bonding plan in state history. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson has this report.
Iowa law requires 60% of voters to approve any district's plan to issue bonds and raise money for school construction. In the Iowa City School District, a record 20% of eligible voters cast ballots, and 65% of them voted yes on a massive bonding plan. Iowa City officials now have the go-ahead to spend $191.5 million on school facilities in the district. A new elementary school will be built in North Liberty, and existing school buildings throughout the Iowa City district will be upgraded. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Nearly 53% of the voters in the Linmar School District supported an $80 million bonding plan for the district, but that was short of the 60% threshold needed. The plan would have financed construction of two new schools, as well as upgrades to four existing schools. In the Clear Creek Amana School District, 71% of the voters approved a nearly $34 million bonding plan. Now, the mere existence of a small eastern Iowa district was on yesterday's ballot as well. Nearly 70% of voters in the Gladbrook-Rhinebeck School District opposed a plan that would have dissolved the district and enrolled students in five neighboring districts. The proposal was created after residents submitted a petition to dissolve the district. The issue arose in May of 2015 after the school board voted to close Gladbrook's elementary and middle school building in order to save money. The move consolidated all grades into Rhinebeck. In the funeral announcements, Catherine Beaver, age 93, of Anita, died September 2nd at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab Center in Anita. A gathering for family and friends of Catherine Beaver will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church of Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Imo Beecher, age 85, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Memorial services for Imo Beecher will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Herb Gibson, age 78, of Stewart, died September 4th. Graveside services for Herb Gibson will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Calvary Cemetery in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Richard Dick Clark, age 86, of Manning and formerly of Manila, died Sunday at the Manning Hospital. Funeral services for Richard Dick Clark will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the United Church of Manila. OD Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Anthony Tony Leo Ojava, Jr., age 83, of Denison, died Saturday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Memorial services for Tony Ojava, Jr. will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Persia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Denison has the arrangements. Irma Frisbee, age 85, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Irma Frisbee will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Kathleen Ortiz, age 78, of the Orient area, died August 30th at her daughter's home in Altoona. A massive Christian burial for Kathleen Ortiz will be this Saturday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Jeanette Larson, age 94, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Jeanette Larson will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic, with Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. And Mary Helen Clausen, age 93, of Stewart, died Monday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A celebration of life for Mary Helen Clausen will be Saturday at 2:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.